Well, one thing that caught my eye this week, there's a paper which was published in the journal Nature by Kun Zhang and his colleagues. He's a researcher at the University of California, San Diego. And they were looking at stem cells because, obviously, very important stem cells. We have the opportunity with them potentially to revolutionise medical treatments. We could take a person's own cells, like a skin cell, and by using various reprogramming techniques that have now been developed, you can produce stem cells from adult cells, and those stem cells, which are called induced pluripotent stem cells, can then be persuaded chemically to turn into almost any other tissue in the body. So you could therefore repair damaged body parts using these cells as a sort of starting material. And because they're your own cells, there's no problem with the immune system rejecting them. Big question was asked, though, by this group at UCSD, which is that what is the genetic integrity of these cells? Are they actually safe? And surprisingly, no one had actually asked this question before. And what they do very elegantly in this paper is that they go to 7 different laboratories and ask them for 22 different lines of stem cells that have been made. And they genetically sequence those stem cells. And then they go to the cells that they were made from and they genetically sequence those and they compare the two. Now, obviously, if the stem cells have got full genomic integrity and there's no damage to their DNA happening, then one should match the other. But the team were actually quite surprised to find at least tenfold more mutations, DNA changes, in the derived stem cells than they should have done based on cells that were just kept in culture for as long as these cells were, compared with the parents. And this suggests that actually these changes have been introduced by the reprogramming process.
Well, this sounds like pretty bad news, because obviously if you get mutations in cells, then it can make them do all sorts of weird things like turn into cancer. Why do they think these changes might have happened?
Well, they don't know exactly why this happens. When these cells are reprogrammed, what that means is that usually up to 4 genes are added. You can do this via a variety of techniques. Often a genomic or a genetically modified virus is used to deliver these extra genes. And it might be that this, in the process of doing that, it makes the cells become vulnerable to their DNA getting damaged. But there's also a slightly more interesting suggestion that they put forward in their paper, which is that it might be a selection phenomenon. In other words, the kinds of genes that are getting changed might make the cells, when those genes are changed, grow better. And therefore, the ones that are more likely to be in the culture are the ones that grow the best and outgrow all of the ones that don't have these changes. And the evidence for that is that they looked at the way DNA changes. And there's one way that DNA can change called a synonymous mutation. And what that means is that although you change a genetic letter in the DNA, you don't actually change the protein that the DNA codes for various reasons. Now, you can also get another kind of mutation called a non-synonymous mutation, and that's where you change the DNA sequence and it changes the protein recipe and the cell behaves differently. Now, if the DNA was being mutated randomly, the numbers of those sorts of DNA changes should be relatively equal, the synonymous and the non-synonymous ones. Actually, when they check for that, they find that the non-synonymous ones occur 2.5 times more commonly than the synonymous ones. And this suggests that the cells are gaining functions in some way, which is making them grow better, and therefore they're more likely to get selected for growing. And therefore, that's why this has come up.
Be really interesting to see how this kind of research maps onto the research that's being done in cancer stem cells, which obviously a similar problem is when stem cells go rogue in the body. So fascinating stuff.